Now, in Yemen, the revolutionaries and government officials have met again to try and finalize a deal on a standoff sparked by calls for the government to quit. The two sides have agreed to meet once more in the presence of UN envoy Jamal Ben Ammar, who is in Sana'a, in a renewed effort to clinch an agreement. The revolutionaries accused the government of corruption and call for a reduction of fuel prices. Sources say the government has offered to name a new prime minister within 48 hours and also cut fuel prices. The revolutionaries say they're considering the offer. However, a UN diplomat has said that the protesters are still calling for the government to go. Let's go to Sana'a and talk to our correspondent there, Yusuf Mori. Yusuf, just how much are both sides willing to compromise?
Well, the Houthis are not willing to compromise any of the demands of the youth revolutionaries. They stated and made it very clear that their three main demands, which are uncompromised, are for the Yemeni government to step down from power, for the Yemeni government to revoke the price hike of fuel and diesel, and for the government to implement the National Dialogue Conference's outcomes. These three main demands are unnegotiable, according to the Houthis. However, there's other demands which will most likely be compromised, such as the Houthis withdraw from Sana'a and from the outskirts of the Yemeni capital. There's also talks right now currently undergoing between the Houthis and the Yemeni government of when a new Yemeni government will be established, whether it will be established within the next 2 months or whether it will be established within the next 2 weeks. The Houthis are basically continuing their anti-government rallies and sit-ins here in Sana'a, and today was just another Friday demonstration whereby the protesters took to the streets in a massive number to bury those who were killed during the week by the security forces. Of course, the seven protesters who were killed, their fathers and their family members, they came to the, today's demonstration to take part in the funeral procession, and they basically told us that their demand now is for the prosecution of those who played a hand in the killing of their loved ones. They also assured the people that their son's blood will, their loved one's blood will not go in vain, and that their sons died for the sake of the revolution and to basically build a new Yemen and to end government corruption, and also to achieve the three main demands of the revolution, which, as I mentioned, is for the Yemeni government to step down and to reinstate full fuel subsidies. So the negotiations right now are currently undergoing between the Houthis and the Yemeni government. They have been undergoing for the past 2 days. Houthis, at first, they rejected that an agreement has yet been reached. However, they now are claiming that the negotiation process is still alive. It has not yet failed, and many people expect that they will come to terms within the next 2 days. Of course, the UN envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Ammar, is the one who is mediating between the two sides. No side has yet declared that the negotiation process has yet failed, and many people are in fear that if this round of negotiations fails, then the country will most likely enter into a civil war. Now, the Houthis, what they basically want is for a new government to be established. However, they don't want it to be established with any type of foreign intervention or Saudi meddling. They want the new Yemeni government to basically represent the demands of the Yemeni people and to bring an end to foreign intervention. They also want an end to the U.S. drone airstrikes, which have killed many civilians, of course, as we have covered throughout the past 2 years. And this is one of the main demands which the Houthis are putting to the table in order for them to accept any deal or to accept the foundation upon which this negotiation process is being built upon. Abdul Mansour Hadi, along with the Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi, have not yet come out and to address their supporters on if an agreement has been reached. However, as I mentioned, within the next 2 days, if not tomorrow, we should expect to hear a declaration on whether the negotiation process succeeded or whether it failed.
All right. Press TV's Yusuf Mori reporting from Sana'a. Thanks, Yusuf.